Well, first of all, let's talk about the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the FOMC. It's not beginning to taper off its $85 billion per month bond purchasing program. Some economists a little bit surprised by this.
I think everybody was surprised. The Fed had signaled that they would begin tapering, but the economic data just didn't support it. There's too much risk in the Fed's eyes to begin that tapering now, given the slow pace of job growth, slow pace of economic activity more generally, and the risk associated with Congress, which has yet to enact a budget and hasn't increased the debt ceiling.
What has this done for Florida's economy?
Well, actually, in the short run, it's good for Florida's economy, Matthew, because low interest rates and a stronger stock market benefit Florida, and that's what happened last week.
Well, let's talk about home sales. They rose strongly to their highest level since 2007, and they are a good indicator of how Florida's economy is going. So if you could just unpick that a little bit for us.
Sure. Existing home sales are a really important indicator for Florida. First of all, rising home sales are good for the economies everywhere in the United States. It creates jobs and income. It allows people to be able to sell their homes and move if they want to. But for Florida, it's particularly important because when people can sell their homes more readily, they tend to move. And when they move, we get more population growth here in Florida. So that's a very good sign for our economy.
What about the employment report, though, that came out last week? Disappointing on a seasonally adjusted basis. Florida losing 4,700 jobs in August compared to July. What do we take from this?
Well, the economy is weaker than we thought here in Florida. The jobs picture was very disappointing in August. I had thought that we would be breaking out to 150,000 or more on a year-over-year basis. And we saw job growth decelerate to about 126,000. It was weaker pretty much across the board, Matthew, except for construction. So not showing much momentum yet.
On the other hand, though, the unemployment rate ticking down to 7%. And of course, we had Governor Rick Scott making that announcement on the Space Coast last week. And at the same time, promoting the fact that Northrop Grumman is planning to expand, adding something like 1,000 jobs in Melbourne over the next 4 years. So some good economic news for the governor.
Well, the Northrop Grumman news is certainly good news. I mean, that is 1,000 jobs in a market that was very hurt by the space shuttle. So definitely good news. As to the unemployment rate ticking down, it went down because fewer people were looking for work. So more people are discouraged. And so that isn't a good sign.
What are those people doing? Are they leaving the state?
No, it doesn't appear that they're leaving the state, but they're leaving the search for jobs, given the prospects of current employment and the weak job numbers that we just discussed. It just is an environment that doesn't foster strong growth on the labor force.
How do you see those numbers changing, if at all, in the next 3 or 4 months?
Well, I think that the numbers themselves, the 126,000 job growth, I think is probably understated. The state has had a very difficult time actually counting new jobs and new firms that get created, especially in Miami-Dade County. There were huge revisions to the data last year at the end. Right now, Miami is reporting less than 6,000 jobs on a year-over-year basis, while Fort Lauderdale is reporting 22,000 jobs, or Tampa reporting 40, or Orlando reporting almost 20,000 jobs. Miami only 6? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a significant understatement.
Let's look at Daytona a little bit. Slowing in job growth there, 1,300 new jobs over the last 12 months, and that's only half of last year's total of 3,100 jobs. How do you explain that?
Well, slowing across the board in almost every single sector. But what's particularly troubling, I think, is the weakness in their leisure sector, in their tourism sector. Many of the hotels are old and really in need of some refurbishment, and so we're starting to see some erosion in their market share.
When you look at the pace of job growth in Central Florida overall, what do you think this all points to in terms of the recovery, and what kind of impact will Congress or the actions or inactions of Congress on the next 30 days, what will that have on Central Florida?
Well, right now, in terms of employment, we've sort of plateaued out. Job growth is running at a pretty good pace, but a little disappointing. I think that there is a lot of restraint. I think that businesses and individuals are very cautious now and therefore aren't committing to new jobs or aren't committing to new investment programs and won't until Congress gets done with the debt and the deficit. So we need to get past that. I think once we get past that, we'll see some acceleration of growth in 2014.